Democratic and Republican
leaders. We're
going
to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday. The morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about state politics. Jack, in a 6-2 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court says Michigan voters were within their rights 8 years ago to ban affirmative action when it comes to university admissions. The decision isn't about the legality of affirmative action, but it does say that voters are within their rights to set limits on race and gender-conscious university admissions policies. Critics say this decision makes it more difficult for universities to enact policies to overcome a history of discrimination against minorities and women. What does this really mean for the state and for other states?
Well, it means in the case of the state of Michigan that affirmative action is now out as a way of determining college admissions. It's very interesting. Justice Anthony Kennedy said specifically that while voters could ban this, he went out of his way to say that voters could agree to have it. So if there was ever a great public sentiment to include affirmative action, they could have another constitutional amendment to do that, but that's not very likely.
Do you think this is going to open up more debate on the issue of universities using other admitting advantages, like for athletes and children of alumni?
Well, that's a very interesting question. It would certainly seem, to me at any rate, that if you can't use race as a standard, why should somebody whose parents went there be given extra consideration, and why should somebody be admitted largely or solely for their athletic ability? So it'd be interesting to see if this is ever tested legally as well. I'm going to talk about some other ramifications of this at 1:30 today.
Let's talk about General Motors. GM has filed suit in a U.S. bankruptcy court asking a judge to protect the company from legal claims for actions that took place before it emerged from bankruptcy in 2009. The filing asserts that the numerous lawsuits dealing with GM's recall of cars with possible ignition switch problems are retained liabilities of the old GM, not the new company. How do you think this is going to play out for GM?
Well, there's an old saying that perception is reality. Certainly this happened, this began under the bad old GM before the bankruptcy and the restructuring, but the new GM didn't rush to get the facts out. We still don't know exactly what Mary Barra, the new CEO, knew and when she knew it, and there's a question about whether she moved fast enough to deal with this problem. The worry about Mary Barra always has been not that she's a woman, but that she has never worked anywhere else in her life. She is purely a product of the old GM system, and while she certainly has a lot of strengths, this may be her weakness. And whether or not the company can fix this and prevent other things like this in the future, the question is, how badly is her image damaged with the public? The public has a lot of buying choices, and what's happened in the last few weeks was one more big argument to maybe not buy a GM vehicle.
Now, GM is making some changes. It will restructure its engineering teams to help prevent and identify problems early in production development. And the company says it's also going to double the number of product investigators. Will that be enough for the company to move past this?
Well, we don't know. Sadly, we've heard all this before. We've heard this before over and over endlessly. We heard in 1992 when they had another sort of almost near-death experience and had to get an outside chair. We heard that they had revamped the company and they weren't going to do things the old way anymore. So this is probably something they very much needed to do. In my opinion, they haven't done it fast enough. But what I think is very likely is if they have another one of these, GM's very survival may be in question.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.